Right. Yes, my name is Danny. It's my second time here. Last time, it was 3 years ago. Probably you remember it. We spent some time with some of you. And this time, we were so pleased to be in many house groups, sharing, you know, our lives, our culture, and also the work that we are doing in St. Andrew's Church. This time is a little bit different because I am a vicar now. So last year I was ordained as a vicar of St. Andrew's Church. But also it's different because I have a little daughter, 2 years old. And it's amazing just to be with her. It's a little bit adventure for 3 months going around. But it's wonderful just to be with the family, Gugu and Techi, just going around and enjoying the family, but enjoying the family, and the whole family around the world. So we are so pleased about that. I started this year as a vicar of St. Andrew's because Hugo has a new role as an archdeacon in the diocese, supervising all the churches and also helping all the pastor with a new model of how to do church that we started 4 years ago as a pastoral team in St. Andrew's. And we wanted to copy the model in all the churches. So Hugo had this role from now. And for me, for Flavia, just to be in the church. Other two pastors, vicars, are in the church as well. So we are sharing the role and working together. And St. Andrew's Church, everybody at the church, and greetings for everybody here. So we are partners and we are so pleased to have this contact every time that we can do it. So 2 years ago it was Rob and the family, and now again come here. Yesterday we were talking, when is the next, so we want a team from this church just coming to our church as well soon. And so it's very nice to have this contact, just developing the relationship. It's very important as well. So, I want you to talk this morning about go and take. Just let me share a little bit something that's happened to me in the last 2 months. I was in an event, many churches were attending to this event, and I pumped to someone who was in my class. She was my classmate in the secondary school. I grew up in a Christian family, so I attend to the church since I was, a little, in all the classes, and then teenagers, youth group. So during my secondary school, I was a Christian. So I met this lady in this Christian event, and I said, why you are here? She said to me, why you are here, So after a conversation, a long conversation, about our lives, and since I was born in a Christian family and she was Christian for the last 2 years, 3 years, and she said to me something very deep for me and crushed really my love. And she said, Danny, we were classmates for 5 years, and you never spoke to me about Jesus. Oof. It was really, really hard to hear this. I apologize, I said sorry. But this was in my mind, till now, Just remember all the time this war. We were classmates for 5 years, and I never talked to her about Jesus. So let's see what it means. What that means, go and take. 2 Timothy, start saying, in the presence of God and Christ Jesus. So, you know what is, why we need witnesses? Why we need? Just a question. Can you answer? Why we need witnesses? Huh? Well, yes, just you. We need witness. If I say, I want to tell him something, I say, Kamu, could we be my witness? It's just because I want to put weight in what I will say, you know? So I was in the coffee time, and a guy, he said, oh, I take this. We are selling some craft in there, if you saw it. So he said, I'll save this because I don't have money. I will bring the money for the evening. And it was a lady there. And she said, I will be the witness, you know, just to confirm that he will take the money to you, you know. So witness, just to, you know, put weight in some words that somebody wants to say to other. So in here, Paul is using two witnesses to say something. And there are the most important witnesses in the world. You know, it says, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus. You know, so two witnesses, the most important one. So Paul would say something very, very, very important. So the verse 2, it says, preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Preach the word. So, I think this is urgent. I don't know how you understand this, but it's urgent, you know. I know that it's very difficult to share the gospel to anywhere, everywhere. More and more difficult each time. But it's urgent. Is somebody just thinking, some friend of you, friend, family, classmate, people in work, thinking then, and just leave all the bad things or, you know, just all the argument that you had or, you know, just forget it, the things. Thinking this person, if he or she doesn't receive Jesus, is lost. You know? And we have two objectives in our life. The first one, to know him. Everybody here know him. So the objective, just change for us, is to help others to know him. You know what I mean? And that's it. There is no other objective for our life. So in the presence of God and Jesus Christ, I have to give you this command. Preach the gospel. And, you know, Cynthia, she was sharing her testimony. And she's here because someone just heard the, you know, he was violent just to share the gospel with her. And probably all of you, I'm sure that all of you are here because someone talked to you or to your parents or to grandparents or to some of your family. And that's why you are here. We are here for this reason. And it's urgent. And yeah, it's very difficult to find the way. Yes, I know, for all of us. You know, if you talk to the people about everything, the spiritual things, yeah, they will have a chat. But talk about Jesus and they will just feel uncomfortable, you know? People don't want you listening about Jesus. But we have the truth. the only truth. And the people cannot stop us. God is with us. And it's God, you know, God. Our Savior, our Creator. The best things can happen in our life. Just the best. There is nothing best. You know? And we had it. So privileged. We are very privileged having God in our lives. I always pray, thank you, Lord, for the privilege to know you. To you choose me. You know? But also, we need to find a way to share the gospel with others. In Acts chapter 1, verse 5, a very known passage as well, they said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and the end of the earth. So, go and take means, you know, go out and share the gospel with others. And I think, I don't know if how you feel with this, but I would never, ever want to this happen. My story, this friend who came to me and say, you didn't talk to me about Jesus. I don't want to never, ever happen to me. Never, ever. You know? No. No way. Never, ever I want to happen this to me. So, I just try to take each opportunity to share the gospel with the people. We were in Leicester the other day, a week ago. So the two boys who are with us, they went to play basketball. So we were in the park, and there were other two people playing. So I said, "Oh, Danny, you go. Just ask them if they want to, you know, share the ball." So I went to them and said, "Hi, guys, you know, I have two guys with me, and you want to share the ball? They want to play?" "Yes, yes, yes." So he came to me, one of them, and we started just to talk. "Yeah, why you are here? Yeah, from Argentina, blah, blah, blah." And just, I found a place, you know, just a little gap in there. I say, "Yes, because we are Christian." And I start to share just the gospel with him, you know. And I think, how I said, we have the truth, and nobody have to stop us. We need to share it. It doesn't matter what happened. I think in Paul. Paul was in jail, you know, and he could say, "All right, look at that. I am in jail. My last time in the life. Oh, just look after me. I did enough. You know, just bring me food and all that I need." No, he just say, "Right, I'm here, right, just, you are my neighbor, right, so this. Guard, come guard." So just sharing with everybody. He wrote letters for the people in jail. You know, so this is our aim in the life, our life. And it's possible, yeah, for many people who say, "Yeah, it's easy for you. You are, you know, Argentinian. You know, it's easier just to jump into someone and just talk to them. Or, you know, easier in your context. You are here. You are strange. So if you just meet someone, yeah, the language or the culture is a good start. You know, you are far away. You know, but it just mentality." Luke 9, this passage was, you know, when Jesus said, "Give the food to the 5,000 people," And the apostle said, well, we have just two bread, a couple of fish, two and five. How will we do it? And Jesus said, just bring it here. He prayed and then said, go. Right? It means that, yeah, for ourselves, we can do that. But with Jesus, yes, we can do it. We have to. We have to do it. We have Jesus with us, you know? It's God, it's Jesus. We have to. We can. In spite of everything, we can do it. So I really want to encourage you, you know? There is a lot of people. We, in our church, we are on this stage. We, for the first 30 years, we were just, you know, just discipling, you know, the people, giving resources. And now we say, okay, all the things that we did is not worth it if we don't go out and share the gospel with the people. Right? So take each opportunity. Found it. Start to pray with your classmate or your people in your work, with your neighbor. Just start with something, praying, and God will give you. But we need to feel this urgent, you know, this urgency. We need to feel it. So when we feel it, then Jesus will give us the opportunities as well. Right? So go and take. Let's pray. Heavenly God, thank you so much. Thank you so much for your word. Every time that we open the word and you talk to us, you challenge us. And it's because you love us and you are interested in us. And thank you, Lord, for the wonderful privilege that we have to know you, to open the Bible with freedom, to be close to you, to ask you, to praise you. Lord, thank you, thank you. It's a privilege. It's a privilege that you gave us. But Lord, we also want to be part in this. Not because you need it, but because you love us and you are interested in, you know, just we be part of this. So Lord, we pray that you help us. Many times we feel very comfortable. We have a good relationship with people, friends, people at work, neighbors, family. We are so pleased with them and we get on well. Yes, good. Thank you, Lord, for this. But Lord, we pray. Yeah, you put the urgency in our life. The urgency, because these people is lost without you. They are lost without you. So Lord, we pray that just give us the urgency and the desire just to share you the best. And we cannot do it for ourselves. We need your Holy Spirit. So fulfill us with your Holy Spirit, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name.